Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? How you doing? This your boy, Rodrigo Honorato, and this is Behind the Language. I've been your teacher for a long time, and I'm so happy and excited because this is episode 55, and I'm actually excited about the topic we're going to have today, and I ain't going to take no breaks in here. I will just go straight to the point. Let's talk about obsession. Obsession. That's how you pronounce that word. Repeat after me. Obsession. Obsession. Yes. So when people talk about obsession, it sounds like something negative, huh? I know the feeling. I really do. When I hear this word, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is like crazy people obsessed with something, and that obsession might hurt them, and the people around them too will get hurt. Well, I get it. Okay. I really do understand. By the way, before we go anywhere, I would like to address this issue. You know that our brothers and sisters from Rio Grande do Sul are going through a very tough time right now. You know, in our team, there are four teachers from Rio Grande do Sul. Karina Fragoso, her sister Jacqueline Fragoso, our friend Laura, and our friend Fabio Mirim. So these four teachers have been affected. You know, thank God they haven't been affected by the water, but they have been affected by, you know, lack of power, you know, lack of running water. And, you know, so many people around them have lost everything they had. And thank God we have amazing brothers and sisters in Brazil helping them. Well, I would just like to let y'all know that this has really made me sad. I was in Porto Alegre like 2 months ago, had a great time, ate delicious food, amazing place, amazing people. And now 2 months later, you see them going through some hard times like that. So teacher Fabio Mirim has been doing such a great job. So you should go to his Instagram right now. And, you know, he has released his Pix key in there with the information, you know, the banking information, so you can donate money. And, you know, I'm just talking about this because teacher Fabio Mirim is a trustworthy person, is a person that is really doing, you know, such a great job. And everything that he buys with that money, you can see that he's created a document so that you can follow through and see everything that's going on in there. Teacher Fabio Mirim, congratulations, my brother. Yes. So let's get down to this business here. So we're going to talk about obsession. And I know many people think that obsession is just a negative thing. And, well, I brought a dictionary definition in here. According to Cambridge Dictionary, obsession means... There are different meanings. I'm going to start with the first one. Something or someone that you think about all the time. So if you think about a person all the time, that means you're obsessed with that person. If you think about something like, in my case, I think about English all the time. I'm obsessed with English. You know, I want my cell phone to be in English, my computer to be in English. I want to talk to people in English. When people come talk to me on my Instagram, I talk to them in English. So that's my obsession. You know, I get to practice English all the time. Sound good? For some people, it might be like, man, you sound like a crazy person. Some other people go like this. Well, but now I understand why you speak English like this. Because you have obsessed over your English. And I think that's the positive side of that. But we're going to go over it later. So here are some examples of this with the word obsession. First example that I have in here is, he has an obsession with cleanliness. He has an obsession with cleanliness. You know, he likes things to be clean, but he's obsessed with it. And I understand that might be a lot of people like that. You know, when you go to a bar, for example, and you take a look at the cup and you see something in there, it's just, I mean, excuse me, sir, can you change this cup? You know, it's dirty. I don't know. Some people might say, well, this is not an obsession. This is just because I don't want to drink out of a dirty cup. That's it. Okay. And I totally understand. Second example, his campaign for fathers' rights has become an obsession. His campaign for fathers' rights has become an obsession. You know, so he's just saying, well, mothers have their rights to stay at home for 2, 3, 4 months. I don't know. And we would like the fathers to have the same benefit. And, well, his campaign for fathers' rights has become an obsession. So he's always thinking about it. He's working so hard to make that happen. Clear? Next example is the kids have an obsession with computer games. The kids have an obsession with computer games. So, of course, they want to play games all the time. They read about the games. They watch other people playing the games. They go to YouTube to watch a channel where people show other people playing the games. You know, these kids have an obsession with computer games. I don't know if it happens in your house with your kids, but in my family, my nephews are obsessed with computer games. All right, the next example here is I've got a bit of a jewelry obsession. I've got a bit of a jewelry obsession. That means that you really like jewelry. You really like, you know, rings, earrings, necklaces, watches. You know, you have this obsession. You're just like, I'm going to work really hard. Hey, are you going to travel with that money? No. Are you going to buy a car with that money? No, I'm going to buy another pair of earrings. That's crazy like that, right? Okay, so I personally think that if you have an obsession with, you know, computer games, for example, I don't know, maybe that's not going to help you out with your school projects. You know, you have to do your homework and maybe you're just spending too much time. You're not socializing with others because you're always right there playing computer games. So that might be a little crazy to me. That is when the obsession is not positive to me. When you're obsessed over something that's not going to help you a lot. You know what I'm talking about? But maybe some other people in here might say, well, but if you're obsessed with computer games, maybe this person can become a professional player and make some money off of that. Well, okay, all right. But, you know, how many people grow up to become professional players? I have no idea, okay? Well, another meaning for the word obsession, according to Cambridge Dictionary, is an unhealthy state in which somebody constantly thinks or worries about one thing. Wow. Take a look at this. So here, we can see that it is a negative thing. When you read the words, an unhealthy state, it automatically drives us into something bad for you. Something that makes your mind tired, you know, anxious, worried. So that is something that is negative according to this definition in here. So this one leads me to another definition, which is something that you think or worry about too much. We know that when we use the intensifier too, that means an exaggeration. You know, you're just too worried about it. You're just too concerned about what might happen and this and that. So it might be a negative thing. But here's my question. Wouldn't this feeling be good for something? I mean, of course, I'm just trying to create a controversy in here. Wouldn't this feeling of obsession, of worrying too much, be good for something? What if you're obsessed with English, which is my case, or if you're obsessed with eating healthily, or maybe you're obsessed with going to the gym, you know, you're obsessed with work. I don't know. I'm just bringing this up here on this episode because it occurred to me that I have never met anybody who's successful but hasn't obsessed over what they decided to do. I'll say that again. It occurred to me here. I was thinking about it. I have never met anybody who's successful, but this person has not obsessed over what they decide to do. You know, I always think about this. You know, some of my friends, I'm going to talk about my brother Marcus. He's a helicopter pilot. He has obsessed over his craft. You know, he reads about helicopters, he studies helicopters, he flies helicopters every single day, and then he studies English because he wants to understand all the materials that come from the United States or Europe. You know, they use English all the time. This guy is obsessed with his craft, and that's why he has become one of the best pilots in Brazil. You understand me? By the way, shout out my brother. I love you and I miss you. So that's what I'm trying to say. If you are obsessed with something that's positive, this might bring amazing results. Oh my goodness. This is amazing, right? Look, I have been so involved with this topic today that I almost forgot to talk about Behind the Language, right? This podcast that you're listening to right now. You know, this project that we started back on April 8th, 2022. Yeah, you know, it's 2 years, man. We've been here for 2 years. You know, Karina and I talked about the possibility of having a podcast show where students and teachers could practice their listening. You know, and while they're practicing their listening, they would be thinking about different themes and talking about different themes. You know, like culture, language, people, music, and so much more. We have already talked about so many different topics. Look at this. We have talked about New York City. We've talked about learning English, different accents, Atlanta. That was the last episode. We talked about Will Smith, medical vocabulary and series, the Queen Elizabeth. We talked about The Walking Dead, which is one of my favorite series, by the way. We talked about the poem, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. We talked about black movies, effective domain, resolutions and plans, and so much more. In these 2 years, we have shared and learned so much together. And I'm sure you have learned so much. If you've been here since the very beginning, you have learned so much. So here's my question to you. Have you been here since the beginning of this project? Or did you just jump on a boat later? Which episode did you like the most? Which do you think should be longer? Because I know I've received a couple messages from people going like this. Oh man, we talked about Atlanta, but just 20 minutes? Come on, man. We need that to be 30 minutes or more. Well, I think so too. And why did you not like one episode? Like, which one did you not like at all? It's just, oh, Rodrigo, that was a terrible episode, man. Don't you ever do that again. Well, as you can see, this is work in progress. It is impossible to please everyone. You know, some might say the episode is too long. Some others might say we need some more. Oh, teacher, this topic here was bad. We should not be talking about this. Or maybe they just come up to me and say, oh man, this was awesome, man. I love the topic. Hey, you should speak faster. The other one might say, hey, you should speak more slowly. You know how it is. You know how it is. Well, as you know, I'm obsessed with this project. I'm obsessed over this project. And that's why it's still here for the episode 55. Or do you think I'm always motivated? Really, I mean, this is a real question to you. Do you think I'm always excited and motivated? Oh my God, yes, another episode. Do you think I'm always like this? I'm not. But look, motivation is not what moves me, because I know motivation will disappear very quickly. So discipline, consistency, and obsession are my fuels. You know what I'm saying? But look at this. Before we go anywhere, make sure you follow me on my Instagram. Are you on Instagram? You know, follow me at teacher.rodrigohonorato and also our team at English in Brazil. By the way, shout out to the newest teacher in English in Brazil. His name is Daniel Lavor, and you can find him on our Instagram. He's working with music and English. And I'm sure that with the level of dexterity with his guitar and that sweet voice that he has, I'm sure he has obsessed over his craft. Well, it's just amazing. You just go there and check him. I saw the dude singing Tennessee Whiskey, and I was just like this, hold on a minute. We need to have a video together. So we're going to talk about it some more later, but just go over there, follow us on Instagram, okay? In this episode of BTL, we are here talking about the benefits of obsession when it comes to positive habits, goals, and achievements. So here are some questions. Do you know anybody who's successful without obsessing over what they're supposed to do? I don't mean mediocre, average level, okay? I mean those who go above and beyond, those who become legends, references, the greats, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I usually run into people that tell me that I'm lucky because I can speak English. Come on, really? I'm not lucky. I just obsess over it. I wake up, look at this. This is something I have to share with y'all. I mean, if you follow me on my Instagram, usually you see my routine, but look at, I wake up at 5:10 in the morning every single day. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. I wake up at 5:10 in the morning. I read in English. I post in English. I do videos in English. I listen to podcasts, songs. I watch videos all in English. How come you're telling me I'm lucky? You don't see the work. That's why you're saying that I'm lucky. I've been studying, using, and teaching English for over 20 years now. I'm obsessed over it. You understand me? And that's why I got to this level. You know, you have the power to get to any levels you put your mind to. But the question is, are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to take actions? Some people are just not ready. And I understand success is not for everybody. Okay? Being great is not for everybody. You know, the enemy of the great is the good. Because when people are good, they just decided to stay there because it's just good. And it's good to be there. But if you don't decide to take the extra mile, to take the extra step to become great, that ain't gonna happen. But I understand some people are lazy. Some people are just happy being good. Okay, that's not my thing. You know, that's why I don't like to hang out with lazy people, because lazy people usually, you know, make you stop working. You know, they say that you're working too much. And I like to work. I obsess over my craft. So by the way, since you're talking about obsession in here, let me hook you up with two different opportunities, okay? I'm telling you, two different opportunities. You will decide what you're gonna do. First one, Pronunciation Masters. It's our pronunciation course. Karina and I have put together our best material in one specific course, but that's only for those who want to speak English and feel confident about it. If you don't want it, that's okay. Just continue listening to the podcast and that's it. Pronunciation Masters is your first opportunity in there. The second opportunity is the English and Brazil Go. It's our course for those who should improve their grammar, reading, writing, listening, and speaking. Oh, teacher, my English is okay, but I've never studied and I need to. Oh, man, maybe you can speak it. That's what I'm telling you. You can speak the language, but you cannot use the correct preposition. You cannot use the present perfect or any other grammatical features of the English language. You have the opportunity. You can change that. You can get out of this average level and become the great. You know what I'm saying? Well, both links will be here in the description of this episode. So go ahead, check them out, and join us. Let me see whether you are ready for results. Come back here and say, hey, teacher, look, go to my Instagram and let me know. Hey, teacher, I just joined the course. I just joined a Pronunciation Masters, or I just joined the English in Brazil Go, man. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? So you have to go there and do it. As Kobe Bryant once said, hard work outweighs talent. every time. I'll say that again. Kobe Bryant once said, hard work outweighs talent every time. So if you work really hard, it doesn't matter if you don't have the talent to do that. You work hard. You know, think about these amazing people here. Look at them. Michael Jordan, Cristiano Ronaldo, Kobe Bryant himself, Ayrton Senna, Messi, Silvio Santos, Steve Jobs, Michael Jackson, Bill Gates, Elon Musk. Man, what do they all have in common? What do all of them have in common? Talent? Dedication? Discipline? Motivation? Well, for me, I think they have obsession. They never stop. They don't take breaks. They don't make up excuses. They just fail, stand up again, and do it better next time. They do it so very often that the results are always incredible. This is what I believe. And that's why I never stop studying English. And, you know, I just hate it when people come up to me and say, look, Rodrigo, you've been studying English for a long time, man. You should take a little break, man. Take a vacation. You know, travel around and stuff. I said, what? You're trying to make me stop working? No, I know I still make mistakes. You know, I still, sometimes watch something. I don't understand a certain expression. I don't know how to use this or that vocabulary word. You know what I'm saying? So I cannot stop. You know what I'm saying? I cannot stop. Just like this girl in here. I'm going to tell you a story. That's going to be a quick story, okay? Let me tell you this story about this woman. Her name is Sophia. She's a businesswoman from New York City. In the heart of this crazy place called New York City, there's this boss lady, and her name is Sophia. You know, she works really hard, and her hustle ain't just about making a bank. It's just, you know, it's not just about making money. It's about straight up loving what she does. From crack of dawn, that means early in the morning, crack of dawn grind sessions to midnight brainstorm. You know, she's always right there burning the midnight oil, working really hard late at night. You know, Sophia's all about her craft. She's like a mad scientist, obsessing over every little detail, every move, every damn opportunity she has. You know what I'm saying? So let me tell you, her drive ain't just about chasing paper, ain't just about going there and say, oh, I have to work really hard to get that money, to buy that Ferrari, to buy this watch, the Hublot. No, it's not only about this. It's about the fire in her belly, the hunger to keep leveling up. She takes L's. That means she loses sometimes. She takes L's and turn them into lessons, failures into fuel through straight up grit and focus. Sophia has built herself an empire from scratch. You know, a young girl from New York City, didn't grow up rich, didn't have a lot of money. She was not born in a rich family. Man, but now everybody knows her name. Everybody knows her story. It's like gospel for all the up and corners in the game. Everybody is looking up to her. But even with all that shine, Sophia stays grounded. What does that mean? She knows it ain't just about the destination. It's about the wild ride, the rush of breaking barriers and living out of dreams. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, man. Look, she knows that it's not only about going there and making that money. It's more about loving what she does. Because you know what? You're going to be living your whole life with yourself. You have to love what you do. Because if you spend your time doing things that you don't love, man, it's going to be a hard life. But look, if you're willing to leave a legacy, you know, to be remembered, to be referenced to be looked up to, you will have to obsess over your craft. We don't know who the mediocres are. We don't know those people who are just average. We just remember those who are either terrible at what they do or great at what they do. Personally, I have obsessed over my craft, which is English, and I don't accept living a day without dedicating some time to it. Every single day, I'm either reading or watching or listening to an English or teaching English. I have found out that when you have an obsession, when your obsession is for something good, it's worth it. It's worth having an obsession. So when my friends invited me, I remember that back in the day when I was like 18, 17 years old, when they invited me to go out, you know, on a Saturday night, for example, I preferred staying at home, you know, singing or watching my favorite comedians in English. I can understand now that it was the right choice. That obsession with English has brought me here today. And by the way, I talked about my obsession in Speaking in Brazil. You know, Speaking in Brazil is the newest project by Karina. You know, so go to Karina Fergoso's channel on YouTube and watch us. We had an amazing conversation, and I'll be very happy to talk to you guys about that later. It came out yesterday, so just go over there, watch that, because the conversation was magnificent. So apparently, we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind the Language, your dose of English and culture. Today, we talked about obsession in a very positive way. I really do hope you guys are obsessed with what you decide to do. And I hope that you become one of the greatest in your craft. Don't be mediocre. Don't be average. Just make sure you follow me on my Instagram at teacher.rodrigonorato and also at English in Brazil. I'm Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil. Thank you very much for being here with us. I'll see you soon.